Hello and welcome to the Career Compass program, which includes online learning sessions, podcasts, videos, webinars, white papers, and whiteboard videos, all specifically designed for NAVFAC. Please check the Career Compass Resource Center or CCRC often for updates and new content to support your learning. This content will assist with learning and development within the 20 non-technical competencies outlined in the Workforce Development Strategy. Today's topic is how to encourage peer-to-peer accountability on your team in support of the accountability competency. As a leader, you've probably encountered situations where your employees have come to you to complain about others on the team. Tamara may come to you to let you know that Ricardo is not pulling his weight, or Raphael may be upset with Simone for always waiting until the last minute to meet a team deadline. Your first instinct may be to intervene, but consider another option. What if you stayed out of it and had your employees work it out amongst themselves? This may, at first, seem counterintuitive. In your role, you feel it's your duty to make sure everyone on the team is staying on task. But peer-to-peer accountability can actually elevate the team to a higher level. Peer-to-peer accountability means that team members hold each other accountable for work or projects that need to be done. They each expect other team members to contribute, meet deadlines, and honor commitments. They encourage each other and call each other out when a team member does not perform as expected. Encouraging peer-to-peer accountability can lead to a high-performing team, but it can also be a recipe for failure if it is not done right. If you just tell your employees to start holding each other accountable without fostering the right culture for it and without giving them the tools they need to do this properly, this could devolve into bickering and conflict, with some team members trying to take the reins and others feeling resentful of being told what to do by their peers. You must first set the right tone for the environment, and today, we're going to give you some tips for doing just that. First, you need to set very clear expectations of the team. The team needs to understand exactly what they are trying to accomplish with well-defined milestones and goals. If they're not clear on what they are supposed to be doing and who on the team has what role, they will not be able to successfully hold each other accountable. Next, you should build trust among the team. In order for peer-to-peer accountability to work, there has to first be openness and honesty among the team. You can't just put people together and automatically expect them to trust each other. That has to grow over time. Foster a culture where you discourage people from talking negatively about each other. Instead, encourage them to speak to people directly when they have an issue. However, stress that these conversations must always be conducted in a respectful manner. They should not be confrontational or accusatory. Allow people to express themselves and to feel comfortable talking about any challenges they may be facing. Urge them to ask how they can help each other. Another tip is that you must model the behavior you are encouraging. You can't demand employees behave a certain way if you don't walk the walk. This means that you let your team know that you are open to feedback or criticism from them, and then you receive that feedback graciously. When employees see that direct and honest communication is valued, they will begin to emulate that behavior. Additionally, you should keep yourself accountable to your own set of peers. Give others the benefit of the doubt when you don't feel they are working as hard as they should be. Instead of jumping to conclusions or making snap judgments, you can always engage them in a conversation to talk about any potential obstacles or difficulties that are holding them back. Encouraging peer-to-peer accountability does not mean that you can just wash your hands of the situation and walk away. You still need to check in frequently with your team. This does not mean micromanaging, but you should inquire how things are going with team members and offer them support. They may need additional guidance or have questions. Both among your own peer group and among your employees, try to stress the value of assuming the best about others. If someone doesn't deliver feedback in what you think is the best way, try to shake it off. Consider that they meant well and may not always know the best way to deliver feedback. Just continue modeling the behavior you want to encourage, and it will catch on. In average functioning teams, leaders hold their employees accountable. In high functioning teams, team members know how to hold each other accountable. Apply the tips you learned today to move your team towards accountability. It can't happen overnight, but with time and dedication, you can maximize team productivity by leveraging peer-to-peer accountability. Thank you for listening to this podcast. We hope that you gleaned useful and helpful information. If you have any questions, please contact your local civilian training advocate or contact HQ's BD-17 at NAVFACHQ, Total Force Development at Navy.mil.